Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.
We have the lovely Honor here from... Oh, I can never remember all
that's
the names.
Right. Green Robertson Butler.
It's the Vets on the Triangular bit in Carisbrook. That's the best place to remember. Yep. You know where it is as soon as you drive up there because you can see it if you're coming out of Newport.
The Vets with the 4,000 names.
Yes, that's the one. And not far from the where our next guest is coming from.
Yes,
Sight for White, which is literally up the road from you.
Oh, yes.
It is. Uh-huh. Now, we've been told that there's cold weather on the way. I believe it when it happens, but we've been told.
Yes, well, yeah, whether it does happen or not, who knows.
So we wondered whether various animals needed different treatment for the cold weather, whether some can survive better than others, dogs, cats, donkeys, goats, whatever it is you see.
Most of them are sensible enough to keep warm.
Okay.
Luckily. Dogs, I suppose. I mean, I think if it's snowing really heavily, and if it is really cold, that's probably the time when you do need to be a bit more careful, especially the kind of really short-haired breeds and the very small dogs.
Right, yes.
The ones that disappear in the snow.
Because obviously they're going to get a lot colder. So, you know, putting coats and stuff on them is fine.
Mm.
There are obviously some like your huskies and those guys who just think snow is the most wonderful thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you do still need to be a little bit careful just in case.
Mm.
And obviously, if it's too cold for you to go outside, it is probably too cold for your dog to go outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you look at the huskies in the Arctic or the Antarctic, whichever it is, they tend to live outside.
They do.
Whereas... over here they would live inside.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a huge change in temperature, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. So, I mean, as much as the ones in, you know, yeah, Alaska and all up around there, which are working and have always been outside, they're going to be used to it. But if you're going from cosy 20 degrees in central heating to minus whatever...
With their slippers on.
Then, you know, it isn't the same thing at all, really.
If your pet's getting cold, are they going to start shivering like a normal?
Yeah, they'll probably look just like us, really. They'll start shivering. You can get kind of hypothermia and frostbite and stuff on dogs as well. So, you know, if you do think your dog's getting cold and is quite shivery, bring it in, obviously, and warm them up, probably what we call passive warming. So... warm room rather than sticking a load of hot water bottles on them, that sort of thing. Obviously, if you did use hot water bottles, make sure they're very well wrapped up because you can get burns. Even with the fur, you can get some quite nasty burns with hot water bottles and heat pads and stuff. I mean, luckily, we don't tend to see many dogs getting hypothermia because most of them are sensible enough to decide not to get out of bed. Exactly.
I'm not going out there.
But yeah, occasionally we do get the old one. We had one many years ago who had very accidentally been outside overnight in really quite cold weather. And she was very cold, but she was absolutely fine. And her poor owner just felt so terrible.
Well, yes, you would.
You know.
And you mentioned you can actually get frostbite, so a dog walking on very cold ground.
Yeah, very cold ground. I mean, obviously their pads are tougher than our feet, but if you imagine that you're wandering along on the pavement with no shoes on, it's pretty cold.
A bit chilly. Yeah.
And a bit chilly. And equally, when the council goes and grits everywhere,
yes,
that salt and grit can be quite corrosive on little feet.
They be washed?
Or just wipe them over with a warm cloth when you come in, because they can hurt the pads a bit and the skin, and also then if the dog's licking it all off, that obviously doesn't do a massive amount of good.
Yes, because that salt's not actual...
It's not very clean salt.
It's very basic salt, put it that way. And there's probably other chemicals in it as well to keep the roads
clear. So it's worth giving them a little wipe off when you come in.
So what about your puddy cats who love to stay in the
puddy cats, if you can get them to go out, you're probably doing pretty well. The same with them. I mean, if they are very much an outdoor cat... and insist on going out. I mean, I think if it is extremely cold, be mean, keep them in. Obviously, get some litter trays. But otherwise, I think probably just monitor. If you've got a cat who is genuinely living outdoors, I think just make sure that they have got a warm bed out of the wind and the weather.
Little shelter.
Shelter, and maybe put some extra blankets in or something, or over the top to give them some extra insulation.
So
what about rabbits?
You say rabbits and those sort of...
Yeah, it's tricky with those guys. I mean, obviously they are small, so they get colder faster. If you have got ones who tend to be outside during the winter, I mean, ideally it may be worth moving their hutch into, say, a shed or a garage, something like that. Often if you bring them in from winter weather, where they're fairly used to being, into a warm, centrally heated house, it can actually cause them some issues with the temperature change.
Yes.
So it is worth, if you've got a shed, you know, so there's no wind in there, or a garage or somewhere like that, or even a conservatory where you haven't got any heating in there, that may
so
be a bit better.
It just gives them a wee bit more shelter.
It gives them some more shelter. You can stick loads of extra bedding in them so they can really snuggle in. If you want to put a blanket or some sacking or something over the top of the hutch and the front, that kind of thing is, you know, just to give them some good shelter.
Well, that's good, because, I mean, a lot of people... Most do keep rabbits outdoors, don't they?
A lot of people keep rabbits outdoors. There's a lot of house rabbits these days, but there are still some. There are still classic hutch.
Yes, outdoor hutch. So yes, just if you can move that into a more sheltered location, that's the thing to do. Yeah. And do we find that? Again, getting back to cats or dogs, mostly, that do they get limbs from slipping on ice and things like that?
They don't tend to, actually. It's probably more their owners. Luckily, it's a four-wheel drive.
I honestly cannot think.
I was asking around at work this morning, saying, can anybody think of anything that's kind of happened like that?
No. And actually, something you think of as a human, isn't it?
I don't think I can genuinely think of any kind of major injuries from snow, apart from probably a sprain or a fun running around.
but then they're on four legs, aren't
they?
Absolutely. So, unlike us.
Yes.
And cats are designed to fall off things. They know exactly what to do.
They do, up to a point. Yes. Some not so much.
No.
Yeah.
So, but generally, then, the care of your pet, watch what your pet's doing. If there's something not right...
Yeah,
in terms of temperature, or it's just feeling a bit odd. Then
I think just be sensible. Use your common sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's much the same as with us. If it's blowing a gale and a blizzard, you probably don't want to go out too with the dog.
No,
and most sensible dogs will not. I'm hanging on to it. Yeah. It's fine. I'm not going out.
Yeah, no, my own dog. I did once have to chuck out. It was a few years ago, really horrible bit of weather we had over Christmas. And I think he'd been out at around 10 the night before, and it got to 1 o'clock the following day. And he hadn't gone out, and I chucked him.
So you've got to go.
I chucked him out, and he gave me the filthiest look.
Yes,
as he stood out on the in the garden.
You cruel woman!
And went and did what he had to do, and then came in, went straight back to bed, and didn't talk to us for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I could have hung on it.
It's fine.
No, I thought 14 hours probably was pushing it. So.
And we still got the lovely honour in from the vets. And you're going to talk about cats now.
Yes.
Now, with cats and cold weather, we kind of dealt with. They won't go anywhere near it if they don't have to. But there are other issues about cold weather.
I would say probably the major issue we see over winter, lucky it's not very common, but we do see it, is cats and antifreeze.
Okay, now we're talking car antifreeze.
If you're topping up your... windscreen wipers and you put some antifreeze in, or the squirty one you use on a frosty morning, there is a chemical in there which is incredibly toxic. Mostly it's cats who seem to be affected. Tastes quite sweet, so they'll go for it. Silly beasties. And it does unfortunately cause really horrendous kidney damage.
Oh dear.
So if you do think that your cat might have had some antifreeze, just give your vet a ring and let them know, because there is quite a short period of time in which we get to hopefully effectively treat them.
Okay. And what would be the symptoms that you'd be looking for?
With those guys, often actually they're normally very, very lethargic. They sometimes seem to be quite cold, very withdrawn, and it can come on very quickly. Occasionally you'll get ones that drink a lot more all of a sudden, but it does tend to be kind of they're fine and then they're not, kind of thing. So that's
so they become they look unwell.
They
up here.
Look genuinely really very unwell. Yeah.
Okay, so get hold of your vet as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
I mean, that's a good rule of thumb anyway. If your animal
yeah, absolutely. But. I mean, you know, all the vets will always be happy to talk to anybody on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost anything, so there's always phone advice available to people. And obviously, if it is something really urgent, then hopefully you can get it sorted out sooner
so
rather than later.
So, what would be the treatment, do you think, for a cat who's been lapping up the antifreeze?
This is going to sound weird.
Yes.
We give them vodka.
Oh, right.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Well, I've just had some antifreeze. And I was
So that is one of the parts of the treatment. You often provide a lot of supportive care, so fluids into the vein.
Mm. Yeah.
But the type of alcohol that you have in vodka, say,
yeah,
and the type of alcohol as it is in antifreeze, one displaces the other within the body.
Right. Ah, right.
So you're trying to get rid of the stuff in the antifreeze and you will by essentially replace
drunk.
It by making the cat very drunk. So hopefully, if you can do that, obviously in a very controlled manner.
Yes, yes.
Don't suggest you do it yourself.
Don't ever give your animals alcohol.
Then you sometimes can reverse some of these changes.
But you have to get there fast.
You've got to get there pretty quick. Yeah.
So it's a one-hour window. So basically, prevention is better than
absolutely.
Cure. So if you're using antifreeze, we all do, because I thought you meant the stuff you put in your radiator, but that you do mean that, but you also mean the de-icing spray, that kind of thing.
I think it's ethylene glycol is the kind of the ingredient that causes the problem.
Right,
But even, the ones that you squirt on.
Yeah, be very, very careful.
Yeah, just
don't leave it lying around if there's cats around.
No, absolutely. Or if
you spill
you're
any.
Changing it, just you'd go slop it away with a decent bucket of water. Mm. Obviously not so you then break your leg on the ice that falls.
No. And no, we are not responsible here at Vectis Radio or at the vets for any breakages to your legs due to washing away antifreeze.
Or drinking the vodka.
No.
So that's excellent stuff. I mean, so the rules are, in terms of pets and the winter, it's common sense.
Common sense.
Keep your pets warm if they need to. Clean them up when they come in if that needs happening. Don't leave nasty chemicals lying around that you might be using for...
Absolutely. Otherwise, enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Absolutely. If it's a nice snowy day and a dog enjoys it, go for a bit of fun. Make sure you stay warm. They can wear as many silly outfits as you like.
Yes, I'm sure they'll love
that. Some of them have got boots, which are marvellous.
They do, don't
they? Yes, I've seen some dogs with boots on. And
they might be a bit hungrier, when they come in, because they'll be burning some extra calories.
You're like a teenager, aren't they?
And so will you, which is probably a good thing.
Which is no bad thing.
Yes.
But we've seen those dogs who go to areas where there have been disasters, and they're sniffing out whether there's anybody under. And they've got these great big boots on to protect their paws.
To protect their feet. Mm. Yeah.
But we haven't got to go that far.
We can just
get some. And many petty pet shops and some vets will sell this kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
So if you think your dog or not your cat, they won't let you do it.
Wear boots, no.
But if you think your dog needs a bit extra protection from the weather, go and see your vet or a good pet store.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be able to help you out. Don't buy it online. No. You just don't know what you're going to get there.
No,
but there's a big pet store in Newport, and there are other smaller ones as well
around
the town.
There's very good pet shops around.
But pop in and see a vet. Say, I think my dog's feet need some help.
Yeah, and they may be able to.
They'll be able to recommend something for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming.
It's
I know you've got
pleasure.
To get off to a patient.
Yes.
So we'll see you again in a couple of months' time.
Absolutely.
We'll have some more topics to talk about. But
if anybody has anything they think of,
just email us at the studio.
Yes, let us know.
And we'll put the question, preferably in advance, just so that we've got some idea of how long we're going to be talking. I know Anna knows absolutely everything about every animal in the world.
She knows everything about
everything.
But we'll, by all means, if you've got a question about your animal or you're concerned, if you're concerned about your animal, ring your vet now.
Yeah.
But if you want some general questions,
and
then
don't
let's
wait
have
2 months for Anna to come
and
back.
We'll have Anna in a couple of months' time. Thank you very much for coming in, Anna.
Absolute
we will
pleasure.
Put this up on our website later on if people want to refer to the, particularly the antifreeze thing.
Mm.
And we will see you again soon.
Lovely.
Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.